As I mentioned, we are taking this opportunity to offer a mass in time of war or civil disturbance. It's one of the options for masses for civil needs. So why a mass in time of war or civil disturbance? Well, certainly we're in a time of civil disturbance in the time of lockdown. But I want to broaden our vision of human need beyond Metro Manila or beyond the Philippines. A number of stories from the news have been quite striking to me, and that's why I feel moved to offer this mass for people who are suffering in different parts of the world. The first one that came to my attention was Lebanon. You might know or remember that Pope Francis invited some of the leaders of Lebanon to the Vatican about maybe a couple of months ago, because the country is rapidly declining into chaos. It was in big trouble before that big explosion last year that killed thousands of people and just ruined the capital port, the port of the capital city in Lebanon. Anyway, so Lebanon has been on our spiritual radar, especially since Pope Francis has been asking for prayers. And the leaders of Lebanon simply can't get their act together. There's no government, there's no basic services, there's electricity is at 2 hours a day, there's shortage of gasoline, medicine, and it's getting worse. And then just in the news yesterday or the day before, there was another big explosion in the northern part of the country. People were trying to get gasoline, and it's all done by black market, and it blew up, and people killed, and hundreds of people burned. And, the country is really in a crisis. It was in a crisis even before last year with the influx of millions of refugees from the Syrian civil war, the neighboring country. Anyway, Lebanon is in our hearts. Prayer for the people suffering there and for some resolution to the chaos. The second country that stands out, and this is probably much more prominent in the Western press, is Afghanistan. Afghanistan has been taken over by the Taliban. There, it seems to be the sad conclusion of 20 years of war. And now the Americans have decided to pull out. And even before they're finishing the pullout, the Taliban has already taken over the country. The president has gone into hiding. And there's chaos at the airport in Kabul. You might have seen some of the news about that. So just setting aside the political controversy, this is certainly a human a time of human need, because wherever there's chaos, wherever there's political disturbance, it's always the poor who suffer the most, and the sick, the people who are in need, and there's no one to care for them. So Afghanistan has been actually in our prayers for 20 years. 20 years ago, after the attacks of the Al-Qaeda terrorists, Afghanistan was identified as a hotbed of terrorism. And so the Americans and the West went in and said, well, we're going to straighten things out. Now that it's clear that that has failed. And thousands and thousands of people have died. Millions, billions of dollars have been spent. And now it looks like the country is going back to the way it was 20 or 25 years ago. So that's a headline news in the West. And then the third country that is in our hearts and should be in our prayers is Haiti. Another very strong earthquake. I don't know if it was Saturday, Sunday. Anyway, the death toll as of last night was up to 1,300. And of course, Haiti is the poorest country in that part of the world, by far the poorest. And the people there have suffered terribly from one disaster after another. Here's another one. So, this is the condition of some of our brothers and sisters in different parts of the world. Now, a lot of people don't like to put these things in their face. And they say, well, why think about Afghanistan? It's far away. There's nothing we can do about it. You know, Haiti is a mess. It's always been a mess. Why think about it? Well, because we are responsible for our brothers and sisters. We do have to open our hearts to the needs of others. And there are, of course, there's many other cases. You go to Venezuela or go to North Korea or wherever. I mean, there's suffering all over. But I think it's important for us to do this, partly because we can do the work of intercession, but also because we learn the lesson that I think the Lord is teaching the whole world during the pandemic, that we are not in charge of the world. We have our responsibilities, but we can't solve all these problems. We have to cry out to God. We have to. If we don't, we're only going to sink further and further into chaos. The fear now in Lebanon is that it's on the verge of being a failed state, meaning there's no one in charge. What happens then is armed groups take over. Now, I thought of offering this Mass in time of war or civil disturbance before I looked at the readings. But when I saw the readings, I said, my goodness, these readings teach us the same lesson. The lesson being that it's impossible for us to solve these huge problems. We need God, because for God all things are possible. Today's first reading from the book of Judges takes us to the sad condition of the Israelites in the time of Gideon. What was happening? The Midianites were oppressing them. It was something like the Lebanon case. It was a breakdown. People were in survival mode. So here's Gideon beating out wheat in the wine press to save it from the Midianites. In other words, he's just trying to save the little food supply they have. Obviously, there's no grapes because the wine press is empty. So they're using it to store the wheat. I mean, these are emergency measures. Along comes an angel who says, "The Lord is with you, O champion." Gideon, very understandably, reacts, "Well, if the Lord's with us, why are we in chaos? Why are our enemies oppressing us? And we can't do anything about it. Why are we in survival mode? The Lord has abandoned us," he says. "The Lord has abandoned us and delivered us into the power of Midian." You can imagine the Lebanese saying, "The Lord has abandoned us." You can imagine the Afghanis saying, "The Lord has abandoned us." You can imagine the Haitians saying, "The Lord has abandoned us." Or anybody who's in a place of crisis. You can imagine anybody suffering the effects of the pandemic or this severe lockdown saying, "The Lord has abandoned us." And now that is the human way of reading the situation. But the angel angels don't look at things the way we do. The angel says, "Go with the strength you have and save Israel from the power of Midian." Go with the strength you have. Gideon just said we're in absolute emergency mode here. We don't have any strength. Go with the strength you have. It's almost like the angel of the Lord is mocking him. Go with the strength you have. And so Gideon says, "I better go with the strength I have. Not only is my family the poorest family, but I'm the least one in the poorest of the family. You're talking to the wrong guy here. I don't have anything. I barely have food." Now, this is true. He is the poorest of the poor. The answer of the Lord through the angel is, "I shall be with you. I'm the one who sent you. I shall be with you. You're going to cut down Midian to the last man." So where does the power come from? Obviously not from Gideon. It comes from the Lord. Where does the power come from to restore order in Lebanon? Doesn't come from man. comes from the Lord. That's why the Pope tried to gather all the religious leaders and say, well, let's pray and work out, with God's help, a way to deal with the crisis. Where does the power come from for the people of Afghanistan? Comes from the Lord. Obviously, the most powerful country in the world couldn't solve the problem. The United States tried for 20 years to bring peace and order to Afghanistan. Obviously, didn't work. Well, that's because for men, it is impossible. That's because relying on money, relying on military might, and relying on human solutions doesn't work. We have to keep learning this. Haiti is an embarrassment to the whole world. Not only to themselves, but to every country, and the whole world has tried to help Haiti for generations. It just doesn't work. For man, it is impossible, but for God, all things are possible. So this is what we're being told by these readings: turn to the Lord. So very clear in the case of Gideon. In the case of the gospel, this is the instruction of the Lord to the apostles right after the rich man went away sad. And Jesus said, well, it's very hard for rich people. Rich people really have it hard. Tell that to anybody. Oh, poor rich people, they have it so hard. Everyone said, what are you talking about? The rich are the ones who have it made. Jesus says, no, very hard for rich people to enter the kingdom of heaven, which is astonishing to the apostles, who think that the rich are the ones who have the blessings. No, the danger for the rich is that they will think they can do what they want. They will think they have power to solve their problems. They don't. That's the whole lesson of Afghanistan. The rich can't solve problems with their money. The danger of relying on ourselves, on our resources, on our money, or any other human resource, treasure, the danger is that we don't open ourselves to God, that we close the door to the only one who makes solutions possible. That's why when the apostles say, well, who can be saved? Who can be saved? Isn't that the question? Who can be saved from the pandemic? Who can be saved from a failed state? Who can be saved from an earthquake? If we're talking about what we can accomplish on our own, the answer is no one. Sorry, no one. And Jesus says this. He says it very bluntly. For men, this is impossible. Forget it. It's impossible. But for God, all things are possible. So you don't have to forget it. Just turn your focus away from human solutions and turn to God. Sounds so simple, but this is the very thing we don't do. I remember when I was in the seminary and studying grace, studying how God works in our lives and everything. And the professor said, a lot of people think of grace as the extension of their short arm. That's the expression. Now, he probably got that from some famous theologian, I don't know. People think of grace as the extension of their short arm, meaning we'll do what we can. We won't rely on God until something's out of our reach. And then we say, okay, Lord, now I can't do it. But if we can do it ourselves, that we think that we don't need grace. That's the illusion of the rich, that we can do it ourselves. No, it's impossible. It doesn't matter how long our arm is. But for God, all things are possible. For grace, all things are possible. For prayer, all things are possible. That's why we're offering this Mass in time of war or civil disturbance. That's why we pray every day, Oratio Imperata, to overcome the crisis of COVID-19. That's why we're here at the Mass. We pray every day because we belong to God and we are utterly dependent on God. That's not a depressing thing to acknowledge. That's a very freeing, beautiful, good news that we belong to God and we are utterly dependent on God. Why is it good news? Because God's on our side. He has not abandoned us. So we look beyond the very troubling news of the day and we lift our hearts, our minds to the Lord. The Lord speaks of peace to his people. The Lord who became poor, although he was rich, so that by his poverty we might become rich. Not rich in money, but rich in communion with him. Rich in confidence in the power of his grace and mercy.